In July of 2009, my husband, Jose, was riding his bike down Lake Washington Boulevard in Seattle when he was struck by a van and killed. It took a week for him to die. I did not choose for him to die, but I had to choose to let him go. 3.5 years later, I launched a website called Get Your Shit Together. It wasn't fancy, but it tackled all of the legal and financial things I wish I had done before Jose's accident, and I wish I'd known in the weeks and months afterward. The seed had been planted as I sat next to Jose in the ICU wondering, what if he doesn't wake up? Can I keep the house? What is probate? How much insurance do we have? What is the password to his phone? I'd turned to my friend and said, oh my God, I don't have my shit together. At all. As the days went by, the questions multiplied and my fears snowballed. If I don't have my shit together, what about everyone else in this hospital? And those people with young kids sleeping in the waiting room? And all of their families? And people in every other hospital? There were so many forehead slap moments during my tumble down the rabbit hole after Jose died, but I could feel this one forming a permanent bruise. The fall might have been shorter, the landing a bit softer, and the uncertainty perhaps less terrifying if we had completed a few more of the basics ahead of time, like updating our insurance and having an emergency fund. Turns out, this stuff is actually pretty easy to get done once you know where to start. Through the advice, tips, and handy lists on the Get Your Shit Together website, I hoped to use what I'd learned to help as many people as possible get prepared before something terrible happened so they wouldn't have to slog the same path I had. It worked. In fact, it really worked. I launched the site on a Monday night, and in 24 hours, thousands of folks had visited. By the end of the week, it was featured in Ron Lieber's Your Money column, and my face was on the front page of the business section in the New York Times. Apparently, a lot of people read it. The online article stayed at the top of the most read and most shared lists for days. Traffic to the site spiked so quickly, the server almost crashed. Tina Brown called me. Within days, strangers hugged me in the dairy section of the grocery store and told me their secrets. A few weeks later, I was on CBS This Morning chatting with Gail King. Before the month was out, a much larger company with deep pockets offered to buy me out. I turned them down. Invitations to speak at conferences all over the country poured in, and within a year, my first, very simple, two-page Get Your Shit Together checklist was downloaded over 1 million times. I was beside myself excited, but how happy can you get when you're being celebrated for the hard lessons you learned after your husband's death and essentially getting your ass handed to you? It got, complicated. But I no longer felt alone in the struggle. In fact, my inbox flooded with thousands of emails from strangers, from Australia to Abu Dhabi. Many said over and over how bad they felt about putting off doing their wills for so many years, how worried they were for themselves, their kids, or their families because nothing had been organized or sorted out. Others knew exactly what I had gone through, or some adjacent level of hell, and were relieved to hear that they weren't alone. Maybe not crazy after all. My sister's husband has been diagnosed with terminal cancer, and they have very little in the way of planning taken care of. I worry about what might happen to our children if one or, God forbid, both of us died. The idea of my children going into the care of the state paralyzes me with fear. Okay, there it is. Fear because of the past and fear of the future. We're a bit stuck here.